just kind of happened naturally, with this kind of natural flow of it being this kind of almost sad, kind of, I don't know, balladish kind of feeling song in the verses, and then it kind of ramps up by the time you're in the choruses, and it's like a really fun, it almost kind of gives it almost like a party vibe to it, and then it ends with this wailing guitar solo, and for us, it does represent all of these different things we do, because we don't like to play the same thing over and over and over. You know, it's something that, you know, I don't think, God, I don't know, we'd just be bored to bits doing anything else, you know.
Yeah, and it was kind of a strange thing for that song, because we could have easily put it at the end of like a very obvious song that has, you know, this pretty up-tempo, your standard rock tune. But a lot like, you know, Stupid Boy, it's like a very kind of sad song, kind of dark, and you wouldn't expect it. And I feel like it makes it a lot more emotional too, you know. And I mean, without being cheesy, the song is stay a little longer. So like just kind of naturally it lends itself to want to keep going and going and going. And it just seemed to work out. I remember we tried it the first time in the studio and it was like, man, this is actually really, really cool. And then just the more we played it live, the more we became comfortable with that song. And so we went in to actually track the record version. It worked perfectly.